Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us again in this Conspiracy of Goodness. Brett Hughes is producing and directing and giving us all kinds of encouragement and support. Larry Long singing the songs of friends and family, ordinary people in America doing extraordinary things. I'm Tom Thibodeau. And today we have the privilege and blessing of honoring daughters and granddaughters.
Here's a song from my daughter, sweet Laura Rose. You are the morning bird at my window. You are the sparrow, my Laura Rose. Straight from the heavens down to the treetops, into my heartbeat, sweet Laura Rose. You are the morning sun at my window, dancing at daybreak, my Laura Rose. Colors of sunlight spin to the rhythm of laughter that tickles, sweet Laura Rose. You are the morning song at my window, filled with surprises, my Laura Rose. Out of my night dreams into your daydreams, plucking my heartstrings, sweet Laura Rose. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie.
So beautiful and powerful. Something so precious and sacred about a father's love for his daughter. So you reminded me, of course, of my most favorite Christmas.
Oh yeah,
August 20th, 1981. Christmas that year actually began on August 18th, 1981. About 10 o'clock at night, my wife is clapping me on the shoulder. Tom, get up. What is it, Priscilla? The water broke. We have to go to the hospital. I said, oh, come on. You're not due for five more days. Get up, she said. The water broke. I guess when the water breaks, you got to go. Men, we don't know these things. We have to be told. And so I go up, and I'm standing in front of my closet. Well, what do I wear? This is my first birth. I don't know if this is dress up or casual. Finally got some clothes on, and we get over to the hospital. my wife's in labor. Holy smokes, for the next 26 hours. Oh, I was exhausted. The doctor comes in and says, the baby's caught in a birth canal. We're going to have to do a cesarean. He said, can you handle it? I said, well, I watch MASH every night. He said, here, put these green. So I got in my own green suit and I come into the surgery room and there's nine people standing around my wife's bed. It's a teaching hospital. I'm paying for this. I got a second row seat. And then I watch as they make the incision and they reach in and they pull out this child. What is he doing to them? What is he doing to them? Daddy got a little girl. Daddy got a little girl. Daddy got a little girl. No one ever called me Dad before. Dad, you go in and sit in the nursery, and we'll bring your little girl in, and we'll take care of your wife. Okay. So I went in and I sat down in that rocking chair, and that nurse came in, and she said those words that changed my life. Here you go, Dad. Dad, look what we've done. She'd been in the birth canal for so long. She had a little cone head. The prettiest little cone head I ever saw, I tell you. And there's a little blood, and I wiped that away. And a little cradle cap, and I wiped that away. And she lay in my arms, and she's sucking on her fingers. And then she opened my eyes. And at that moment, I realized I was looking directly into the face of the divine. The spark of the divine. So precious. I was overwhelmed, and all I could say was, come on, come on, Joe. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Whether we are 6 seconds, 6 minutes, 6 hours, 6 days, 6 months, 6 years, 16 years, 46 years, 86 years, there's the spark of the divine in each of us. Never stop looking for it.
If I flew to the point of sunrise, or westward across the sea, your love would still be my guide. Oh, your right hand holding me. If I climbed up to the mountaintop, if I fell to the valley below, you'd be there to comfort me. You are there everywhere I go. I believe in you. I believe in you. If I asked the darkness to cover me, and light to surround me like night, that darkness would not be dark to you. Nightfall as bright as daylight. Straight ahead, close behind you, fence me round, shielding me with your hand. To a height to which my mind cannot attain, oh, such knowledge I do not understand. I believe in you. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you.
I think one of the things that happens is that daughters don't realize how they teach us how to become fathers, and in the process, how to become better men. My second daughter's name is Megan, which means strong-willed one, and we named her correctly. She's strong-willed, she's punctual, she's on time, she's an accountant now. Well, when she was about 11 years of age, we're kind of in a carpool going back and forth to school, and one morning I'm running late. For a number of different reasons, I'm running late. And she says, "Dad, I'm gonna be late, I'm gonna be late." I said, "No, you're not. You're gonna be late, I'm gonna be late." I said, "No, you're not. We're gonna be late, we're gonna be late." Well, we finally get in the car and I back out of the driveway, and she says to me one more time, "We're gonna be late." And I raised my voice and I said, "No, we're not." And tears welled up in that little girl's eyes. She's so sensitive. I was abrupt. Didn't need to be, and we'd come up and pick up the other kids in the carpool. And of course, this never happens in anybody else's family, but we kind of faked it. How are you? Oh, we're just fine. We drove off to school, and my daughter got out of the car and didn't say anything. That night, I picked her up after school. She got in the back seat, and I looked at her through the rearview mirror, and we drove a little ways, and I stopped, and I pulled the car over, and I put it in park, and I turned around, and I said, "Megan, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have raised my voice this morning. That was my fault. I was running late, and you didn't need to have that all day long." And I thought I said or heard her say, "Well, it's okay." And I said, "No, honey, it's not okay. Dad knows better than that. I shouldn't raise my voice." And she said, "I didn't say it's okay." I said, "What'd you say?" I said, "I forgive you." She gave me a second chance. And I think in the course of her life, she's given me third chances and fourth chances. Because she loves her, I hope I've conveyed how much I love her too.
It was you who made me who I am. Knitted together in the limbo of my mother's womb. It was you who watched my bones take shape. Oh, you know me through and through. so hard it is to grasp your thoughts. Impossible, I do believe. I could no more count them than I could the sands. And suppose I could, you would still be right here with me. I believe in you. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. You know, this first song I sang was for my daughter, Lyra Rose. And this song I just performed was my grandmother's and my mother's favorite psalm, Psalms 139, that I had put to music. And when I sing Psalms 139, it resonates with the memories of those matriarchs that are in our life. I have a son, Jacob, and an older daughter, Alana. And but I had promised Lyra Rose on a family vacation that I would take her out on a canoe journey on a small lake that we were camped beside. And it was getting late, and Lyra was quite young, maybe 7 or 8 or 9 or what have you. And she said, "Daddy, you forgot." And I said, "What did I forget?" "You forgot. You made me a promise, and promises must be kept, that you would take me out on a canoe." And I said, "Oh, that's right, Lyra Rose." And I had to perform that evening. But even if it meant I would be a little late, I had to fulfill the promise. And Lyra Rose and I went out in the canoe. And right as we were going out on the lake, the stars began to come out. And Lyra looked up and said, "Daddy, look at all the angels. Look at all of the angels that are looking down upon us now." And her great-grandmother would always say, "Stars are merely holes in the sky that the angels are looking through." And somehow that resonated within her very soul and came out in the words she spoke that night.
Poetry, beauty, goodness. Takes us beyond who we really are. Helps us to grow and to mature. And we never forget. Human beings are flesh and blood, memory and hope. This pandemic has challenged all of us in so many different ways. I'm 69 years of age, I'm still teaching, and I'm a Luddite. I have not taken the time to get in tune with the 21st century, but if I'm going to teach and be at all significant in the work that I do, I need technological help. Thus, Brett and yourself allow me to do this work right now, video and recording. But who's kept me in the game? My daughter, Danielle. My youngest daughter is in New York City. She works in marketing and market research for a women's magazine. She's technologically adept, and she's helped me to put together a website, Tom T Talks, and then has a YouTube channel where I talk to her over Zoom, and she records it and puts it on to a video.
Yeah.
And I said, "Danielle, you're a genius." And she says, "No, Dad, I'm a millennial." And it's absolutely true. She is. But her love for her dad has allowed me to extend my career. It has allowed me to enhance my work. My youngest daughter has become my teacher, my guide, my mentor, my love.
You know, my oldest daughter, Alana has blessed us now with two granddaughters, Liliana and Isabel. And I was touring. I was off traveling. And Alana was living in California at the time. And I was waiting for that phone call about when she was going to be giving birth so I could catch a flight out there so I could be a part of that. And sure enough, it came, but it came right at a time when I was going to catch a connecting flight back to Minneapolis, and I think I was in Atlanta. And I got word that I needed to get to San Francisco right away because she was about to give birth to my daughter, Liliana. I went up to the ticket agent, and I said to the ticket agent, I said, I'm supposed to catch a flight right now to Minneapolis, but my daughter is giving birth to our first granddaughter, and I gotta find a way that I can get on a plane and connect to get out there immediately. And this wonderful woman dropped everything that she was doing, and she said, goodness, I'm here for you. One of those angels that appear in our life daily. And she found a way at no extra expense to get me on a plane to San Francisco in time for me to witness the birth of my granddaughter. I think this is a good song to close our program with. It's a song for my granddaughter, Liliana. Liliana, 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 from silence, prayer, prayer to faith, from faith, the gift of love. We are here to be with you on this, your new life begun. We give to you our love. Liliana, Liliana, Liliana. A bright pink halo of light above San Francisco Bay, shining now down on you on this, your birthday. A song of love I play. Amen. Liliana, Liliana, Liliana. For your mother and father and for your grandmothers too, and for those who've come before, we give our love to you. We give our love to you. Liliana, Liliana, Liliana. We thank you all so much for listening, and we thank you for all that you do.
The conspiracy of goodness is to build a world worthy of our children. Until we meet again, my friends, peace and all good.
Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.